Nyapil ngo wapitya. Telstra Award-winning triptych by Naminapu Memorial White.
This is a color reduction lino cut made in 1996. It is 138 centimeters high by 21 centimeters wide and shaped like a digging stick with a woman's head at the top end and pointed at the other. It is a triptych with a vertical shape divided into thirds. Each section is 46 centimeters high with one placed below the other. It creates the long, thin shape of the digging stick. This print tells us the story of Nyapilngo, the most important female ancestor of the Mangal clan. She looks straight at us and carries on her head a culmen of berries or fruits. Her face is dominated by the whites of her eyes and two white parallel lines that wave across her brow. Her lips are full and red. Her mouth is turned down at the corners. Overall, this creates a fierce expression.
Breaking the vertical into three sections like a cartoon allows important components of the story to be told.
In the top section, the black painted figure of Nyapililngo carries wapija, the sacred digging stick in her left hand, and a dark brown dilly bag in her right hand. She has a yellow string skirt and is balancing a full culmen on her head. This repetition of the head carrying a culmen creates a motif that reminds me of the nesting Russian dolls or babushkas, identical other than that each is slightly reduced in size so that they can fit one inside the other.
Here the repetition adds strength and gravity to the image.
In this top section, the background behind her is broken by wavy yellow lines into seven vertical divisions, which are filled with blocks of cross-hatching in alternating colors of red, white, and yellow ochre.
The three sections of the triptych
are divided by three wavy lines representing string made of possum fur. These are Nyapilngo's raki. In the middle section, the dominant symbol is a yellow X or cross representing the string that she made from possum fur and wore. This symbolizes how important she is. The upper and lower triangles made by the cross are painted in thin white cross-hatched lines. Those on either side are treated in a similar manner with the addition of alternating colors in the upwards diagonal strokes, which establish blocks of red and yellow ochre amidst the white. In the bottom panel, two possums are shown side on in silhouette, their place either side of a central division. The first faces nose up and his tail loops to the bottom and circles back onto itself. The second possum is reversed with the tail upwards and head downwards. Details of the pointy ears, nose, mouth, and paws gives a sharpness to the work. White spots along the back of the possum body and the white eyes are also strong visual elements. The blade-like end of the digging stick completes the third section, grounding the piece with its solid black tip and providing a balance to the black face at the top of the print. The possums signified an important role within the clan. They are an important source of food, furs and string. The raki is a symbol of the journey and of the person who dies.